Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Amy Grain, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County, about the fair. The Washington County Fair is winding down for the year. Overall, how has it gone?
It has been an unbelievable week. I'm so thankful for wonderful weather, for our kids to be here all day, every day, and volunteers all here every day. We've had lots of fairgoers from the community come and just be a part of everything going on. So it's been fun just to have tons of people here. But the kids are doing great, and we're just having a good time. It's been fun this year. The fair board added several different contests. 4-H added several different events. And so there's just stuff going on all the time. You know, you felt like, I want to be everywhere all the time. So that's a fun feeling.
It always seems like there's something new at the fair. One thing that was different this year was there wasn't poultry. Was there an alternate thing for students to take part in?
We did still have our poultry show kind of allocated on Tuesday evening, and they had the opportunity to bring different breed posters, take photos of their birds from home, and they also had some fun opportunity to build a bird out of recycled projects or materials, and those are being auctioned off in a silent auction. They also had a fun rooster crowing contest to take over and substitute the roosters who weren't able to actually come to the fair. So they were able to still have a good week, and they have a nice display set up in their poultry barn.
And Washington County has quite a history with 4-H. How many students do you have involved?
This year, our 4th through 12th grade audience are 4-H'ers. We have 419 members, and our Clover Kids kindergarten through 3rd grade, who also have lots of opportunities to participate at the fair, we have 160 of those.
And how does that compare to other counties our size or across the state?
This year, we are 4th in the state as far as our 4-H numbers and how that goes. And so we're so proud of that. Super strong tradition in Washington for our kids to get involved. And you just see generation after generation come back stronger and loving it even more.
And looking at the results for some of the contests this week, quite a few of the seniors were winning and getting named as reserve champions or champions. Do you have anything you'd like to say to those seniors on their way out?
This year we have, I think, 43 seniors who are graduating, and they all just have their own strengths in different ways and have excelled both in the classroom and in 4-H. And it's been really fun to get to know them over the years, so I wish them the best of luck.
And in talking to them and interviewing them for different programs over the last couple of years, many of them have talked about their experiences in 4-H and how that's going to kind of direct what they study in college. Now, looking ahead to next year's fair, are you hoping to see even more 4-H participants?
You know, we always want to grow, and it's a great opportunity during the fair. You know, a lot of people come and see what it's all about. And so we've had several young people in the office asking, they want to join. And so we're excited for fall to get here and get some of those new people on board. And we encourage anyone, you know, if there's questions, you see some activities going on that you want to participate in, get a hold of the extension office, talk to someone you know who's in 4-H, and we can definitely find a place for you. We will start enrollment for the new year in September, kind of when school starts. We run that same school year. So we'll pack up fair and get ready for our fall season.
And is 4-H open for anybody in the county?
4-H is for 4th through 12th grade youth, yes, living here, and we can find a club for them based on where they're living or where their friends are, and a good fit with their interests as well.
And in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to say to the volunteers or the community members who came out to the fair this week?
It has just been a really great week, and it happens because of the volunteers and the families that commit so much time. It's such a fun time. I hate to miss a minute of it because it's just everyone here together, working together and having fun together and celebrating together. So it's just been fun spending the week with everyone, and I look forward to next year.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Amy Grain, 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Washington County. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.